Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Before we get started with today's episode, I want to take a few moments and give you a preview of what you're about to hear and also direct you to some other series that I already have completed on my podcast. So you're about to listen to Blue Collar Kaizen Leading Lean and Lean Teams. You're listening to a 30-part series on that. Today's episode is just one of 30. It's specific to lean leaders, lean managers, anyone who's leading teams of people through process improvement and continuous improvement projects, Six Sigma, those kind of things. It's not about the tools and the methods and all that. It's about how to lead teams of people. So any leader, anybody at any level can get value from this. But I just want you to know that's what this series is about. It's about that specific book. So hope you enjoy it. But I have some other series that may interest you if this series does not. Got a lot of episodes already out there, but I have a book called Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines. It's all about how to become a high impact individual, how to become a sought after employee of choice, an employee that people want to hire and want to promote. That series, there's a 30-part series, starts at episode 65. I have another series on my book, Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, Unleash Your Team's Potential. That book is for leaders, formal authority leaders who want to learn how to effectively lead people. That series, 30-part series, starts at episode 111. I have another series. It's an 11-part series on my book, 10 Foundational Elements of Intentional Transformation, How to Become Your Best Self. That series starts at episode 158. I have another series on my Blue Collar Leadership and Culture, the 5 Components for Building High Performance Teams. That book is really for the top leader, and it's how do you become the sought-after employer of choice. It's a 30-part series. It begins at episode 179. My wife Rhea and I, this year in 2021, the theme for my podcast this year was all about change. That's why I'm doing this series on Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean and Lean Teams, because it's all about leading teams through change. But we have a 15-part series we recorded together on our book, Change Happens, Leading Yourself and Others Through Change. That series starts at episode 211. And then this Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean and Lean Teams series, the one you're about to listen to, one of the episodes, it started at episode 230. And will be a 30-part series, so it's going to take a little while to finish it. Hope you find value in some of these series. Let's get to today's podcast. All right, everyone. Thanks for stopping by the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. Today, we're moving into Chapter 7 in my 30-part series on my book, Blue Collar Kaizen, Leading Lean and Lean Teams. I hope you get a copy of that book. It's on paperback. It's in ebook form. It's on audiobook in iTunes. But I'm not telling you everything that's in that book, and I don't intend to. I mean, it's already on audio. I already got a book on it. The stuff I'm talking about in this series, I will supply, you know, some quotes and some thoughts from the book, but I'm going to tell additional stories. I'm going to add to it. I mean, if you read this chapter in the book, it takes you 6 or 7 minutes. So I'm giving you, you know, anywhere usually on these episodes, 20 to 30 minutes of content. I'm adding some stuff that's not in the book, helping you understand it maybe at a deeper level. But if you want to be concise and precise, grab you a copy of this book, dive into it. So today, Chapter 7. And again, I'm talking to lean leaders, process improvement leaders, Six Sigma leaders, continuous improvement leaders, managers, those kind of folks. But again, a lot of times people don't have that title, but they have that responsibility. You may just be an operations manager, a superintendent, or a supervisor, There may not be a formal lean initiative in your organization, but I promise you, the leaders in the organization want you focused on continuous improvement, process improvement, how to make things better, faster, safer, all that type stuff. So chapter 7 is develop yourself. Chapter 7 of 30 is develop yourself. And you got to know this. It's not about you, but it begins with you. Just like today, I'm talking about helping you become a better lean leader. And today, it's not about me, but I promise you, it started with me. If I hadn't done what I'm teaching you throughout this series and in this book and all my other books, I wouldn't have ever been able to write those books. I wouldn't be able to help you. And again, the thing that really launched me into the career I'm in today was what I talk about in this book. It's really how I got so passionate about teaching and sharing what I was learning with the lean teams that I was leading. But what I want you to know is don't make it about you, make it about everyone else. But I'm telling you, it starts with you because you got to develop you. You can't give what you don't have. You can't tell someone something you don't know. You can't model something you're not living, that you don't have, that you haven't internalized. It's not on the inside of you. So to lead people at a high level, you've got to be a high impact leader, which means you've got to model and live the things relative to people, the people side, the respect for the people side of lean. So I want to share a quote with you by Napoleon Hill. He says, "You can never become a leader without doing more than you are paid for. And you cannot become successful without developing leadership in your chosen occupation." Boy, there's a lot in that quote. I'm going to read it again, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. Maybe I'll just break it down as we read it. But Napoleon Hill said, "You can never become a leader without doing more than you are paid for." We talked about that a little bit last time in the last episode about leading up. Here, I'm diving into it a little deeper relative to your personal development. See, most people are not going to be paid to develop themselves. So when Napoleon Hill said, "You can never become a leader without doing more than you are paid for," that's a perfect example and a perfect way to do it. It's just the way that I did it. I started growing and developing myself outside of work, on my own clock, on my own dime. But guess who got the greatest reward? I did. Absolutely, the companies that I was supporting, the leaders I was supporting and helping, the people I was developing, they got a ton of reward out of me doing this. But I got the most reward. But the thing is, I wasn't really doing it for me. I was really doing it to become a better leader, which indirectly is for me, but I was really wanting to be more effective with these teams I was leading. The second part of that is, he says, "And you cannot become successful without developing leadership in your chosen occupation." That's why I'm telling you, you may not be a lean leader. You may not have lean in your title, but I promise you, process improvement, continuous improvement of whatever operations you're responsible for, whatever processes and procedures you're responsible for, learning how to improve in that area is showing that you're becoming a leader in your chosen occupation. It doesn't matter what your occupation is. If you can improve it, you can make it better, you're going to become more valuable. You're going to become more successful. So as a lean leader, I just want to say one thing in case maybe you're a lean consultant and you're listening to this podcast. When you go out and you support companies, don't drag them around forever trying to show them the good stuff. Don't put them on a 5S mission for years. Show them whatever they need to know to get better the fastest and deliver results. I remember the one company I went in, they had a lean consultant. He had worked at Toyota for 10 years and they had hired him after he got out on his own. He'd been there a year and they had done nothing but 5S. And believe me, I know about lean. I know the importance of 5S, but they needed some help in other areas. They need to know about standard work. They need to know about quick changeover, total productive maintenance, value stream mapping. When I'd go into a company, I started teaching them about everything, and then we figured out which tools did they need. But a lot of consultants, they're in it for the money for themselves, so they try to drag it out, and they try to just teach them like 5S, and just do 5S throughout the entire company. And I understand that's important, and that's going to be part of the mission. When I go into a client, I always tell them that's the most important thing. If you can't do 5S and you can't do it effectively, you're never going to do all the other things effectively. And the more you're standardized and organized, the easier it's going to be to apply all the other lean tools. I know all that. All I'm saying is I ain't going to hold back on any clients. And if you're a consultant, I'm going to advise you, don't hold back on your clients. If you want to build trust and you want to get results, you want them to speak highly of you and give you good word of mouth advertisement. Just like when I went into the company that had only been doing 5S for a year, I promise you, after I started teaching them all the stuff they didn't even know they didn't know, they didn't think very highly of the last consultant. So don't hold back on people. If you got some information, give it to them. They don't have to use it, but if it'll help them, they're probably going to want to use it. So figure out how to introduce them to all the knowledge you have. One of the questions I get a lot from people is, how did I get to where I'm at now from being a lean manufacturing consultant? Some people can't even connect the dots. Even when I tell them they can't connect the dots, they want to know, how did you get from leading teams through process improvement in the manufacturing environment to speaking at Yale University in 2018 about blue collar leadership, innovation, and talent development? One way to learn how I got there is read this book. Listen to this entire series on this Kaizen book. All I did was get passionate about what I'm teaching you about, and I made it a huge primary component of the way that I led lean events. Again, that's what this entire book is about, is to help you get those same kind of results. But how did I get there? Is I started working on me. Just like I said, it's not about you, but it begins with you. It's not about you, but it begins with you. And I just started growing and growing, developing myself so that I could be a better leader for other people. And then fast forward from 2008, when I was very first introduced to this, to today, some amazing things have happened in the last 13 years. And it's because I was consistent and relentless relative to what I'm talking to you about in this book. Everything else is just a natural byproduct of doing this for me, because I got more and more hungry about respect for the people, helping leaders understand what that truly meant. So as a high impact lean leader, the one thing you should be doing that you're most likely not going to be paid to do is intentionally developing yourself in the area of personal growth and leadership development. Most people, if they're hiring you for lean, if that's your job, that's what they expect you to do. Continuous improvement and process improvement. And most people who are doing that, see, because most lean leaders are reading and studying lean books, they are likely to only be focused on the lean tools because they think that's their job, and it is their job. But the only way you're going to be effective is through the people, with the people. And you may very well know that, but you may not have known how you actually get there. So just to give you a little background on that, 2008 is when I first heard my first personal growth and leadership development. A friend of mine in 2005 had given me that a 1-hour audio of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But I didn't listen to it for 3 years until 2008 when I started my own company. And the first thing I figured out was this is a missing link relative to lean. Because as I mentioned to you before, the company I resigned from in the past 3 years before I resigned, we had started our lean journey, had a great, amazing plant manager. We went from minus 3% gross profit margin to plus 35% in 3 years. He modeled high impact leadership. I was learning it from him, and I was trying to model it. and other people were doing the same. But the problem is none of us were teaching it. I didn't know it to teach it. And I don't know who else knew it to teach it. But all I know is we never taught this to anybody. We just tried to get good results. And we did. We got amazing results. But no, in my first 20 years working in the corporate world, 1998 to 2008, no company ever invested one penny or 1 minute introducing me to personal growth, leadership development. Multi-billion dollar global companies. And again, I worked from the front lines all the way up to lean manager, quality manager, reporting to a plant manager, supporting other plant managers around the United States and in Mexico. But never once, the kind of stuff I'm talking to you about, the kind of stuff I talk about all day and write about all day these days, nobody ever introduced me to any of that stuff. It's one reason I'm so passionate about this book, because lean leaders have a tremendous platform. First of all, they need to be doing this, whether they know it or not. If you're listening, you're learning that you should. Hopefully you already know it. But I'm trying to motivate and inspire lean leaders to go grow and develop the people. Whether the big boss cares or not, doesn't matter. As long as you get results, you can do whatever you want to do. I promise you. That's what I got to do. I got results. How I got results was up to me. And what I'm teaching you in this book was how I got results. And they were tremendous results. But the disconnect from doing this stuff formally developing the people, all the people, relative to character development, that was the missing link before I started doing it with my own teams. Because as soon as I discovered it was the missing link, I made it a part of how I did everything relative to lean. So when you formally include personal growth and leadership development as part of your lean program, and I know you people don't like to call it a program, call it whatever you want to. You know what I'm talking about. Lean program. Let me just start over there. When you formally include personal growth and leadership development as part of your lean program, as a way to demonstrate respect for the people, you are going to be playing on a level far beyond most lean organizations. I mean, some of the best lean organizations I know of, they don't do what I'm talking about in this Kaizen book. They may respect the people, but they don't respect the people the way I'm talking about respecting the people. This is, to me, this is like the highest level. And you can do it right where you're at. And you can do it even if you're not a lean leader. If you're a formal authority leader, you can do what I'm teaching you to do in this book. Because what I'm teaching lean leaders to do is what all leaders need to be doing. But lean leaders think their focus is on one specific area: process improvement, continuous improvement. And they forget about respect for the people, although they read it in every book that they read about lean. But they don't understand what does that really mean. However, you must first develop yourself before you can develop others. That's what I've been saying. I want you to know leadership principles are timeless and tested. They apply in all areas, in all industries, and with all people. So a lot of lean leaders, they know about principles relative to lean. Because a lot of people will say, you know, what Toyota does, Toyota's the world's lean benchmark. At least it used to be when I was really doing continuous improvement, reading those kind of books, Toyota was the world's lean benchmark. May very well still be. But I don't know that Toyota did what I'm talking about here. If they did, I'm not aware of it. That's why I say this is some high-level stuff I'm teaching you. It's high-level stuff that I was doing with my teams. But what most lean people know is they know a lot of people say what Toyota does there won't work here. What they mean is, like, let's say I'm in a construction company. And I went and toured Toyota, and I look at what they're doing. I say, well, that's great for them, but it won't work here. What people mean when they say that is what they see at Toyota won't work here, the practices. But the underlying principles that created that very efficient and effective manufacturing and assembly process, the principles that caused what the practices to be implemented, they apply everywhere. Lean people usually know about the principles. They understand that. They understand the principles will apply everywhere. The practice, only some places. It's the same way. Leadership principles apply everywhere. Leadership practices, which is really more a management practices, it's kind of got a different name there. They don't apply everywhere. If you learn leadership principles, they're going to apply everywhere. So I'm just telling lean leaders, learn the principles of leadership. Don't just look for the practices. I'll give you an example. A lot of folks, you may remember, and it's kind of the generation's moving on now, so it's becoming something else. But used to, a lot of people talked about how to communicate with millennials. It's always like pick a group and figure out how do we deal with them. That's a practice. I give you a principle right now that applies to every age group. Every age group, every gender, it doesn't matter about the person, where they come from. And I learned it from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 5 of the 7 Habits. Seek first to understand, then be understood. That applies to everyone. It's actually what we do. That principle applies even to lean. Excuse me. When you go out and evaluate the current process, the current state, and then you come up with a new way of doing things, you call that the future state. You're applying the principle, the leadership principle. Seek first to understand, then be understood. Let's go understand how we do things today. Make sure everybody knows. Make sure everybody knows that we know. And then let's come up with a better way. Excuse me. And that's how I'm going to be understood as a consultant. But it applies as a principle. It applies to everyone. You want to show respect for the people? Seek to understand the people first. Then get them to understand you. That's one of the examples I'm talking about. So again, many people learn practices that'll work only in one situation, but you should be learning principles that will always work in all situations. I'm talking about lean principles and leadership principles, personal growth and development principles. As a lean leader, don't get tangled up on practices. Look for the underlying principles. So I always recommend, relative to leadership, personal growth, and it could be lean as well, but this book, I'm talking to you about personal growth. I always recommend reading at least one paragraph per day, every day, from a leadership book. If you want to read a paragraph every day from a lean book about lean tools, that's outstanding, but that's a bonus. Don't do that and leave what I'm telling you off. This is the most important piece. The most important piece is learning to effectively lead and influence people. That's where leadership comes into play. People don't care how smart you are until they like you. If they don't like you, they don't care how much you know. They don't want to know how much they know, how much you know. And they definitely don't want you to know how much they know if they don't like you. They're going to be a big divide. And I've seen a lot of consultants, they can't connect with the people. And because they can't connect with the people, they don't get very good results. So what I'm trying to help you do is unleash your potential by helping you become intentional. So when I say read a paragraph every day, all I'm trying to do is get you to the book. If all you want to read is a paragraph, spend your 30 seconds reading it, close the book, move on. But if I can get you there, you can get yourself there, you're more likely to read 2 paragraphs or 3 paragraphs. But you don't have to. But you got to get there to read only one. Till you open a book, you ain't going to be reading one. And I don't mean, it doesn't have to just be reading a book. It could be an audio book. It don't have to be a real book. It could be an ebook. You can listen to podcasts like this. You can watch videos. I got tons of videos on my YouTube channel. I've got tons of books for you as a lean leader. My wife and I have published 31 books. We've got books on change, time management, communication, leading change, which is a very important one for you here. Tons of leadership books, teamwork books, culture books, all kind of, we got all kind of resources for you. All I'm trying to do in this chapter is help you understand it starts with you, but it's not about you. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. I think the lady's name is Ayn Rand. I'm not really sure how to say it, but that's the way I'm going to go with it. What's important, the most important is not her name, but what she said. I don't even know a lot of times the quotes I share, I read them in books or I've read their books and I don't go study about the person. I don't always know who the person is, what they believe, where they come from. I don't care about all that. What I'm doing is when I share a quote or I capture a quote first, I just like the quote. I like the principle in the quote. Then I pull the quote and I put it in my file and some point in time I share it. I ain't got time and I don't care and I ain't got a desire to go study every single person I quote. I could care less who they are. All I care about is what they said, that it was good stuff. So all I'm saying there is I don't know much about that person. That's why I probably don't know how to pronounce their name. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with the quote that I captured while reading a book by that person. She says, "Nothing is given to man on earth except a potential and the material on which to actualize it. The potential is a superlative machine, his consciousness, but it is a machine without a spark plug, a machine of which his own will has to be the spark plug, the self-starter, and the driver. He has to discover how to use it, and he has to keep it in constant action. The material is the whole of the universe, with no limits set to the knowledge he can acquire and to the enjoyment of life he can achieve. But everything he needs or desires has to be learned, discovered, and produced by him, by his own choice, by his own effort, by his own mind." That's the end of the quote. But I promise you, if you've been listening now, I mean, if you're still listening now, you've been listening to this episode, you understand why that quote got my attention whenever I read it in her book. That's a powerful quote. Hope you go back and read it and realize what it's talking about. It's talking about your will. Your will has to be the spark plug. Because all this stuff is a choice. If you don't have the will to do it, it's not going to happen. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.